WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And we were talking in the first hour about this story where yesterday a caller called into Chris McCarthy's show and said, we parked at the Whale's Tooth parking lot, the New Bedford station for the Fall River New Bedford commuter rail line for the MBTA. We parked at the station. And when we came back from Boston, we found parking tickets on our cars for $50, despite the fact that the MBTA is offering free parking on the weekends for South Coast Rail through the end of May. Well, as it turns out, not at the Whale's Tooth lot, because that lot is operated by the New Bedford Port Authority, not the MBTA, because ferry parking also happens there for the Sea Streak Fast Ferry. And so they, the New Bedford Port Authority, are not taking part in the free parking program anymore. They were, but then they stopped once the ferry parking opened up for the season. And so now you do have to pay at the Whale's Tooth lot. But because of the confusion, the New Bedford Port Authority has decided to waive all of the parking tickets and fines that were issued up through today. So I guess that helps you out a little bit. But also, at least now you know. Now, what concerns me is people like when Jill called earlier and said that the person who got a ticket that she was talking to already paid it. So what happens to that person who paid $50 and now everybody else gets their fees waived? Are they going to get reimbursed? I guess you're going to have to call the Port Authority and find out. And I can send an email to try to follow up. And then she also told us about the fact that she was getting charged to come back, even though South Coast Rail rides are supposed to be free through the end of the month. So I don't know. The whole thing is very messy, very confusing. But if you want to chime in on it, 508-996-0500. We also have the Eagles Flyaway. If you want to enter to win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas, you not only get two tickets to the show, you get round-trip airfare for two, a two-night stay at the Venetian, and $500 spending money. All you have to do is keep listening all day long. At 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, we are going to have for you an Eagles song title. And if you enter that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, in the right boxes, on the right page, then you'll be entered to win. And we want to thank our sponsors that are making this happen, DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. So you can find out more details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. There's another story that I want to share with you this morning. And this is something that popped up on my socials yesterday and was also shared with me by a coworker. As you know, we talk a lot about restaurants on this program, not only because I like to eat, and I think all of you like to eat as well, but because they are such a vital part of the business fabric of the South Coast. Whether it be in New Bedford, Fall River, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, the restaurant scene here is very vibrant and a very big part of our economy. Because not only do we have so many of our great entrepreneurs in the area who own and operate restaurants, guys who are involved and women who are involved in all kinds of different businesses, but also have restaurants as part of their portfolio. But it's where so many people work. It's a huge revenue driver for the area. And so every new restaurant that opens is a big deal. Every restaurant that closes is a big deal. And that's why we write about them all the time, because it's news. People say to us all the time, like in the media biz, they say, gee, you guys write a lot about restaurants. You must be charging all those restaurants for those stories. No. It's news when a new place opens up. It's news if a place closes down. We consider that to be news stories. And what's going on right now in Taunton is certainly a news story, because this is a he said, they said situation, as I categorized it earlier, where the restaurant Air, and that's A-I-R-E, Air, is a restaurant that opened up last year inside the Taunton Municipal Airport. So at the end of 2023, we have the story that this new restaurant was coming to the Taunton Municipal Airport as they had done a big upgrade to the airport. They were looking to add in a restaurant. And the restaurant was, it's run by Chef Charles Herman. And the idea was to have some upscale dining at the Taunton Airport. Now, I'm going to be honest, until I wrote this story, I didn't even know Taunton had an airport. I've never flown out of a municipal airport. So I know Plymouth has one. I know New Bedford has one. I know there's one on the Cape. I didn't know there was one in Taunton. But there is, and they were opening this restaurant. So Air opened up last May, and then in October, they had an issue. The chef, Charles Herman, who's pretty much, doing everything over there. He's got a great staff, but, he's also, he's the driver. He's the engine of everything that happens over there. He's not somebody who just, creates a menu and then sits at home. And he suffered during a catering event. He suffered a medical event where he actually had to have part of his lung removed due to a blood clot. So he passed out in the middle of this catering event, got rushed to the hospital, had to have emergency surgery. And that put him down for a while. And that put the restaurant on hold for a while. And then they were able to come back. And yesterday, Air posted on its Facebook page that they were being asked to vacate their space at the Taunton Municipal Airport. So according to Air, they said they were being asked to vacate the space that they called home. And they were saying that this decision was being made, quote, without due process. So they're saying they're just kind of arbitrarily being told that they have to leave. So I reached out when I saw this post. I reached out to the city of Taunton. Well, first of all, I reached out to the folks that run the airport, the director and some other people that work at the airport. Didn't hear back. Then I sent an email to the mayor's office and the economic development office and didn't hear back from either of them. Who did end up getting back to me is Tom Gay Jr., who is a lawyer for the city. And he said that the city of Taunton cited ongoing concern. This is a quote, ongoing concerns related to lease violations, Board of Health violations, and operational shortcomings for the reasons why the lease is being terminated. So it really is like a back and forth, and you can read it at WBSM.com and on the app if you want to read it in its entirety. But Air, the Air post, which was signed by Chef Herman, says this decision was made without due process, and we want to be honest with you about what's happening. Despite rumors, no official agreement to leave was ever signed. Well, that's because, according to the city, the airport commission voted to formally terminate the lease based on the persistent and unjust violations on May 7th. So they don't need to agree to leave. They've been told they have to leave. They've essentially been evicted by the airport commission. Now, Air is trying to fight this, and they're asking for fans of the restaurant, patrons, to reach out to the mayor's office and the airport and whoever else they can to try to keep this from happening. And some of the people themselves have been suggesting, reaching out to Senator Kelly Dooner, the newly elected representative and, well, newly elected senator in Taunton. They're reaching out to people within the city. They're reaching out to people at the state level to try to see if they can get this decision reversed. And I don't know if that's something that they can get done at this point, but they're going to give it a try. So we can get more into that, but 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Kind of chilly outside.
Yeah, it's a little cold out there. It's, 52 degrees, but it's breezy, too.
I'm going to wait a little bit today. So the train business.
Yes.
We're finding out more and more about it. You know, of all the posts I read that came on Facebook and everything, and on the radio, what I heard, it was supposed to be free. I never once heard the word Middleborough. Did you ever hear that? I didn't.
No, I was under the impression that if you got on the train anywhere past Taunton, so it was, I think it was Taunton, Fall River, Freetown, and the two New Bedford stops, those were the ones that would be free, whether you were coming or going to those destinations.
Yeah. And now we found out about the parking, too. Boy, it was really messed up.
And yeah, the parking, I can kind of understand the confusion on if they didn't have, you know, adequate signage and all that kind of stuff. But the staff not knowing, like, which stops are supposed to be free, I don't understand that part.
Yeah, I was down there the other day taking a walk, and I took pictures, and I saw the one sign, and it said, I forgot, no parking or something like that. And I said, there, no parking? Where are they supposed to go? Why is the parking lot here? No parking. Unless it said no parking, I got to go look at it again. But I did see something about the parking. So people must have seen that from the very start when they first came to be taking the train. So that one couldn't have been too much of a surprise unless they just recently put that sign up. And I had only been there once, and I went the second time, and that's when I got that picture. And the picture of the buses up close, nice yellow, bright yellow buses. So those buses are for people if they need a ride when they get off the train. And is that free, or you have to pay for the yellow bus?
So if they make you take a bus, you don't have to pay for it. But if,
well, they need to straighten that out.
I know that if you went to South Station and then you took a bus from there, you know, to get to another destination, yeah, you got to pay for that. But if they make you have to get on a bus as part of the transportation, then no, that's included with your ticket price. Or in the case of a free ride, it's included for free.
Yeah, but we had regular city buses that were free too. Is it still free?
Yes, they are still free. The SRTA buses are still operating under that free program. And actually, they're going to try to extend that for as long as they possibly can because it's been very successful.
That nice? That's good for New Bedford doing that. But for the train, I think they should have thought about putting more information out, because for people that didn't know this, I heard that call, that lady that called in and said her husband didn't have his wallet. I mean, that's kind of hard to find out something like that right on the spot when you get there thinking you're just not going to have a problem. I mean, I haven't been on that train yet, so I don't know. Not yet. Okay, before I go, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but me, I'm thinking we knew he was sick, so there were coming things. We already knew that. You know, I didn't think of cancer, though. I thought his mind was kind of slowly going, but now we find it's a cancer. Now, to think maybe he's already even been getting treatments that they covered. Now, they're not going to admit that he's already been getting treatment, because they're going to admit that they hid it. They were hiding it. I think he was being treated. How can you know that the man has a cancer in his body and cover it up and not even treat him? It's terrible to do that.
Well,
if you have the cancer and they knew it, why aren't they treating him? Could they really, truly not have known it? I don't believe that.
I was watching a doctor yesterday on television who was explaining why that might be. So what it is there's a certain number that they look for as an indication for whether or not prostate cancer might be present. And that number is usually over 4. And the problem that this doctor was saying is that a lot of doctors who check you, if they're not oncologists, if it's just a general practitioner or, you know, somebody else who's not an oncologist, they will see, you know, they might see that the number went from 0.03 0.3 to a 3.0, and they're like, well, you're still under 4, so you're fine. I don't see any indication that you have prostate cancer. Saying, no, that's actually a huge indicator because that's a very big jump. So it might be just a matter of he wasn't seeing an oncologist, so this oncologist didn't catch what it was. So that might be what why it would have gone undetected.
For that man being a president, it's not right to say, well, yeah, you're still under the foot. Come on now. He must have been paid well to shut his mouth.
Well, I'm just pointing that out because that's an important thing for people, to know themselves, too.
You know how I feel about doctors already, so I don't, not all doctors now. I'm not saying I don't like all doctors, but most of them, if they can give you pills and you're just going to sit, do whatever the doctor says, give me the pills. No, I don't do that. I'm sorry, but not me. Because I have to know what's wrong. How long do I have to take it? What are the side effects? When can I stop it? When can I cut it down? People, they don't do that. You ever hear anybody say that? I asked my doctor, how long does it take this pill? I mean, they don't.
No, I've heard other people that look at it the same way you do.
Yeah. You have to have an active part in your health. You can't just listen to everything. Not every doctor is always correct. If they can satisfy my questions, I'm good to try whatever it is. I'm doing good now, and I don't care. I may even skip a whole day of walking. I mean, every single day, you do get kind of, you get bored. You're supposed to skip a day here and there anyway. So when I do, I don't feel bad about it at all. I wish him luck. I hope that it wasn't so bad. I hope they can take it. Just because I think he sucked as a president, I don't want him to die. I mean, that's...
Right.
I'm not the one that put him on this earth. I'm not the one going to take him. But I still think he's a lousy president. And that's why I have friends tell him, I thought you hated him. I said, when you don't like somebody, did I ever say I wanted him dead? And then they use the word karma. And I hate that word. I've never said karma. Nobody can ever say they heard me talk about that. What happens, happens. That's it. Now I'm going to go in search of breakfast. I made a bunch of boiled eggs yesterday. I saw
your photo. Those were perfectly cooked eggs. I was very impressed.
Oh yeah, the trick is, listen to me. Like I don't know nothing about cooking. I just slap everything together. But the thing is, don't cook them too long, because then you'll get that greenish kind of color inside. And you do have to put them in very cold water when you take them out of the heat. Put them in the cold water. Just enough to cool them a little bit. And if you do salt the water, this is what my friends, they don't understand. I tell them, when you're boiling the eggs, and I got this from Julia Child, because I was watching her when I was so young. She says, always don't be afraid to put a lot of salt in that water. The salt does not get into the eggs. Don't worry. I said, that can't be true. But then I found out it was true. I cracked those eggs and peeled them off and ate them, and you don't taste any salt. What that does is it softens the shell, so you can just slide those. You can get the peels off so easy when you do that. So I never forget to put the salt in there.
And you can also put a little vinegar in there too if you want. That'll make it easier to peel the shells.
Yes. Yes, anytime the shells are easy, boy, they slide right off. I love that. And I very seldom boil them because I find the yolks to be dry, and I'm not going to be putting mayo. I might sprinkle a little apple cider vinegar and a little bit of olive oil. I don't cook with the oil. And since I found out it turns it rancid, it's not good for high heat to use olive oil. You got to use it raw, like on your salad or something. Oh, thank you for all the time this morning. I hope you have a good day. And now I am going to go to the kitchen.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We are going to take a break here. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the news with Mike. Sorry, I'm trying to do multiple things at once here, and I'm trying to run a test video here of a Facebook Live while we're doing the show. And I was running it during Mary's call, but we couldn't hear Mary, so I made an adjustment, and I was trying to check that out. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the news, and stay tuned.
Vice President Vance meets Pope Leo, a shakeup at CBS News, and don't hit snooze.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Vatican says Pope Leo XIV and Vice President J.D. Vance met for cordial talks while he attended the Pope's first Mass over the weekend. According to the Vatican, Vance and the Pope discussed issues of religion and religious freedom, as well as exchanged views on international issues. During the meeting, Vance also passed along a letter from President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, extending their warm wishes and inviting the Pope to visit the White House. The newly selected pontiff is the first American to serve as Pope. Doctors say you're better off skipping the snooze button on your alarm. The new study published in the journal Scientific Reports says the minutes just before waking up are the most important phase of sleep, when rapid eye movement are at their peak. Apparently, snoozing interrupts that. They advise to set your alarm for the latest possible time and then commit to getting out of bed the first time it goes off. The president of CBS News is stepping down from the role as the network deals with a $20 billion lawsuit filed by President Trump. Wendy McMahon said in a memo to the staff, "Leading the organization has been a privilege and joy, but noted the past few months have been challenging." McMahon also said that it's become clear she and the company do not agree on the path forward. Trump sued CBS News, saying 60 Minutes edited a pre-election interview with former Vice President Harris. McMahon's decision to resign marks the second high-profile departure from the network within the last month. Netflix will show viewers the way to get to Sesame Street later this year.
How to get to Sesame Street.
The streaming giant announcing it has reached a deal for the exclusive worldwide premiere rights for the long-running children's show. Episodes of Sesame Street's 56th season will hit Netflix the same day they premiere on PBS stations. This comes after Warner Brothers Discovery did not renew its deal for Sesame Street to be streamed on HBO Max. Netflix's deal also includes the right to develop video games based on Sesame Street.
A porch pirate with a conscience is rare, but there is one in Washington, D.C., days after a package containing a $1,200 doctoral cap and gown from George Mason University was taken from a Southwest D.C. home of Dr. Leah Carrington Boney. It mysteriously showed back up on her sidewalk. She's crediting news reports about the theft, which was recorded by her doorbell camera minutes after the delivery, as the likely reason why the person returned it. Police say that this may be the first instance that they've come across where a porch pirate victim has actually gotten their items back. People living near a golf course have a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease.
A study published in JAMA Network Open found that people living within a mile of a course have a 126% higher risk of getting Parkinson's than those who live more than 6 miles away. Researchers suspect the use of pesticides on golf courses is linked to that higher risk. I'm Michael Kastner.
7 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday are still on the loose. Louisiana State Police Colonel Robert Hodges says the manhunt continues.
They have friends and family members who are helping them and concealing them and helping them move, which makes law enforcement's job more challenging. We end up getting there just a little too late.
Governor of Louisiana Jeff Landry announced that rewards totaling $20,000 per inmate are now being offered. The inmates faced various charges, including murder, domestic abuse, and felon in possession of a firearm. Landry has ordered the Louisiana Attorney General to investigate how the escape occurred and who might be responsible. A Florida scuba diver has a big fish story to tell. Christina Scott says she found a 6-inch tooth from an extinct megalodon shark while diving off the coast of Venice recently. Megalodons died out more than 3 million years ago, and they were 60 feet long and had nearly 300 teeth. Those fossilized teeth are the only things that survived anywhere in the world.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mets 3-1 last night. Both teams back at it again tonight at 6:45.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Temperatures as we wake up on this Tuesday in the mid-40s. In the afternoon, we stay below average with high temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s here on the South Coast. It's still windy, too, so we get kind of that raw feel, almost like early spring, with gusts in the 20s, and some could get up to 30 miles per hour. Not out of the question today. We're mostly cloudy, too. Peak of sunshine here and there, but the clouds are pretty stubborn, and thankfully, at least we stay pretty dry. But once we get to Wednesday night, that's when things start to get soggy. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. Just trying to get that Facebook live stream going, just as a, you know, just to get some live streaming attempts here, and it didn't work out. Couldn't get the audio from the board, so I got to talk to the engineer about that, because I thought I was doing everything correctly, but I want you to be able to hear what's coming out of the board so you can hear the callers, as opposed to just hearing me talking on the camera audio. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We were talking about this story we have at WBSM.com and on the app about AIR in Taunton, the restaurant in the Taunton Municipal Airport. As I was saying before, the restaurant is saying we're being asked to vacate without due process. The city is saying something different. So the lawyer for the city, Tom Gay Jr., told me that the restaurant replied to somebody's comment on Facebook when somebody asked about, well, you know, can't you work this out with the city? Didn't you get an advance warning? And they said there's been a lot of communication issues between the city, the airport, and us. That's what the restaurant posted as a comment, but the city said differently. According to Thomas P. Gay Jr. of the Law Department of the City of Taunton, he said the airport commission has been working diligently with the tenant of the restaurant space at Taunton Municipal Airport for several months to address ongoing concerns related to lease violations, Board of Health violations, and operational shortcomings. Both verbal and written correspondence have clearly outlined these issues and expectations. In accordance with the lease agreement, the tenant was formally notified in writing of these violations and was provided with ample opportunity to remedy the deficiencies. Unfortunately, the tenant failed to take the necessary corrective actions within the stipulated time frame. And he said the two sides have had multiple subsequent meetings and discussions with the intention of collaboratively reaching a mutual resolution. And he said, at no point was due process breached, as eviction or forced vacating of premises can only legally occur through court action if mutual resolution cannot be achieved. At this juncture, despite these extensive efforts, no mutual agreement or resolution has been finalized. The assertion that this decision was made without due process is incorrect. The commission has strictly adhered to the legal framework governing lease termination and has communicated transparently and consistently with the tenant throughout the process. And, he did not want to comment any further pending or anticipated legal action. But AIR is asking for fans to reach out to the city of Taunton and reach out to the airport commission, reach out to the mayor, and have your voice heard if you want the restaurant to be able to stay in that space. But it seems like at this point, you know, the airport commission doesn't want to give them another shot. That they say that there hasn't been enough attempts to address what was going on. Now, Chef Herman just posted something 4 hours ago What really happened? This is on the Airton Facebook page. I'm just going to read it to you. Many of you have been asking for our side of the story. Here is what I want you to know. We were told our lease was being terminated on May 8th. On May 9th, we received an email stating we were expected to cease operations by May 31st. We've remained quiet because we were trying to resolve things professionally and respectfully. We also waited for clarity around the city's mention of purchasing our equipment. But the offer came with conditions that we leave quickly and quietly. That didn't feel fair. That felt like pressure. We believe our community deserves the full truth, not silence. While the city may say they followed procedure, from our side, it didn't feel like a fair process. We addressed every concern that was brought to us. We showed up, we communicated, and we corrected everything. But by the time we were invited to speak, the decision had already been made. When I talk about due process, I'm not speaking just legally. I'm speaking morally, too. Legally, it means having notice, a chance to be heard, and a fair process before a decision is made. The city may say that happened, but in reality, we were not given a meaningful chance to affect the outcome. To us, due process also means being genuinely listened to and treated with respect before final decisions are made. In our case, we took corrective actions, we maintained open communication, we came to meetings in good faith, and we presented our side. Still, the choice had already been made behind closed doors. Some have asked about Board of Health violations. Those inspections happened while I was recovering from major lung surgery. My team did their best in my absence. A few minor issues were flagged and corrected immediately when I returned. At no point were we shut down and nothing posed a risk to the public. We take food safety very seriously and we have a documentation of our compliance. We poured our heart into air. We're not just defending a restaurant. We're standing for the idea that small businesses deserve honesty, fairness, and a real voice in the process. Thank you for your support. We are still here and we are still fighting. Charles Herman, chef and owner, Air. So, I mean, I can understand that. Obviously, I'm sympathetic to Chef Herman being out with such a terrible health hazard, a terrible health issue, to have part of his lung removed and to just suddenly collapse like that. But at the same time, there can't be health code violations just because you're not there. You can't excuse those away and say, well, I wasn't around, so... It's you have to have staff who was food safe certified, which I'm assuming they did. And if they're food safe certified, that means that they knew that these things were violations. Now, there's what's called an operational violation, where it's something that just kind of happens in the course of the day. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily, you know, the standard operating procedure. You know, for example, somebody, you know, the cooler might have gone down that morning. It doesn't mean that the cooler is always 10 degrees higher than it should be. It means that there was something that happened that day, and you give them a chance to correct that, and you come back, you say, we give you 3 days or whatever, and then you come back, and it's fixed. So I don't think for those kind of violations, something that is, hey, we came here and we saw that there wasn't a bleach rag and a hot water bucket on the counter where you're preparing food. So when we come back in 3 days, please make sure you have those out. This doesn't sound like that. So I don't know. We can get more into it if you want. 508-996-0500. But I think there's more to this story than either side is telling. And I think it's, you know, if I'm just speculating here that maybe... You know, Chef Herman is not being as forthcoming about some of these things because he's protecting the integrity of his staff and his restaurant. And maybe the city just had an ulterior motive for wanting them out of there. Maybe they've got somebody else that they want to move in there. I don't know any of this to be true, just speculating, which is what we can do on the air. I won't do it in my written stories because that's not right. But, you know, it's something we can do as a talking point. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And I do have to take one more break before the end of the hour, so I'm going to have to go to that. Apologies for that. When we come back, we will have the news, and on the other side of that, we'll have Rosemary Gill of the Zyterian to give us an update on all of the renovations over there. But let me get this final break in before we run out of time. Rather interesting, but I went to the Board of Health page or the Health Department page for the city of Taunton, and I looked up the they have all the inspection reports for all the different food establishments in town. You know what's not on there? Air. So I don't know if that hasn't been updated or what, but I'm going to reach out and see if we can get a copy of of some of these violation reports. It may require a public records request, but we'll see what we can find out. So anyway, we'll talk more about that and whatever.